This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The United States would not support redeploying tactical nuclear weapons to South Korea or a nuclear weapons sharing arrangement with Seoul, according to a U.S. State Department official, after a leading South Korean presidential candidate proposed the move. The statement was in response to a question about a conservative South Korean presidential candidate who this week said he would ask Washington to redeploy tactical nuclear weapons or agree to a nuclear sharing deal if South Korea were threatened by North Korea. The U.S. withdrew tactical nuclear weapons, sometimes known as battlefield nuclear weapons, from South Korea in the early 1990s. The United States is not the only country opposed to redeploying nuclear weapons to South Korea. Asked about the presidential candidate's nuclear weapons proposal, a Chinese Foreign Affairs Ministry spokesperson said that such calls are irresponsible. The special U.S. envoy to Haiti abruptly resigned, attacking the administration of President Joe Biden for what he characterized as its humane, inhumane, and counterproductive decision to deport thousands of Haitian migrants back to the Caribbean country. Ambassador Daniel Foote, who has held the position for just 2 months, contends the U.S. approach to Haiti remains deeply flawed. The U.S. has allowed thousands of Haitian migrants into the U.S. to seek asylum, but is sending others back on up to 7 flights to their homeland. Meanwhile, the Department of Homeland Security temporarily suspended use of horse patrols at the border after border agents on horseback were corralling some Haitian migrants last Sunday to push them back toward Mexico. The action of the agents have been widely condemned by the White House and top government officials, but no conclusion have been reached yet about how the agents were performing their jobs. Via remote